From the Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. With a busy hurricane season in the forecast, farmers along the southeast coastal areas need to get their emergency supply kits and first aid kits ready. North Carolina Ag Commissioner Steve Troxell says it's time for farmers to review their storm prep and response plans. He says things like important contact information, the location and identification of farm chemicals, biosecurity, especially at animal operations, are also very important. The American Petroleum Institute teamed up with ag groups to sue the EPA over its light-duty and medium-duty vehicle emission standards for model years 2027 through 32. The Fence Post says the National Corn Growers Association and the American Farm Bureau are co-petitioners. NCGA President Harold Woolley says by approving tailpipe standards that focus exclusively on electric vehicles, EPA ignored the benefit corn ethanol plays in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And China has banned meat exports from a West Coast cold storage facility near the port of Oakland after traces of the beef additive ractopamine were found in the beef shipments. The Food Safety and Inspection Service says Chinese custom workers detected the feed additive, banned by more than 150 countries. Agriculture Dive says the move is creating significant obstacles at an important trade gateway to Asia. The ban has disrupted operations for meat exporters as far away as the Midwest.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.